With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major setback today for the Biden administration and the Democrats. The government says between April of last year and March of this year, U.S. economy added 818,000 fewer jobs than were originally reported. Spokesman says the numbers are evidence the job market has been steadily dropping. Former President Donald Trump says fighting crime will be a very high priority in his administration.
I'm going to make it, along with the economy, inflation, strong borders, and energy dominance, my top priority. I'm including crime in America. You know, normally that's done locally, and we're going to give the local people a lot of help.
Running mate J.D. Vance says law enforcement knows who's on their side.
Donald Trump has been endorsed by so many law enforcement organizations across the country, but now two in the state of Wisconsin just the past week, because they know that Donald Trump is the one who's actually going to stand up for them and support them.
And today, Trump and Vance are speaking at a rally in Asheboro, North Carolina. Also at SRNnews.com, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has lost track of tens of thousands of minors.
An internal watchdog within the Department of Homeland Security sent a report to Congress Tuesday titled Management Alert, ICE Cannot Monitor All Unaccompanied Migrant Children Released from DHS and U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Custody. The interim report warns that over the past 5 years, more than 32,000 unaccompanied migrant children, or UCs, are no longer accounted for by ICE. The numbers could be even worse than documented. According to the watchdog's findings, approximately 291,000 unaccompanied migrant children have not yet been marked for removal proceedings because ICE has routinely failed to schedule immigration court dates and serve notices. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And this is SRN News. A Christian school fighting anti-Semitism.
Officials at Colorado Christian University are developing a course in political philosophy of the Hebrew Bible with help from Israel's Herzl Institute. The goal is to counter the surge in anti-Semitism on America's campuses. Herzl Institute President Yoram Hazony says the course, which will be made available to all students, will, quote, teach students to appreciate the contribution of the Jewish people to Western political philosophy by introducing them to biblical concepts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists killing 30 Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. ICC says the terrorists are members of a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has begun operating in the eastern part of the country. Islamic extremism spreading widely in sub-Saharan Africa, which is home to a very large Christian population. This is SRN News. South Africa's last zoo elephant has now been released back into the wild after 43 years of captivity.
As the lives of African savannah elephants go, Charlie's has been a colourful one. Snatched at the age of two from Zimbabwe, he was trained to perform tricks at a circus in South Africa. Then it was on to a lion park, before eventually, in 2001, arriving at South Africa's only national zoo. There he saw three other elephants die prematurely, until he was alone in a barren enclosure with almost no shade. Health concern sparked a global campaign for Charlie's release, and now he's arrived at his new home, a luxury game reserve in Limpopo with a thriving population of elephants.
BBC correspondent Electra Naismith reporting. Wall Street numbers at this hour, the Dow up 7 points, S&P 500 ahead 13. More details at srnnews.com.